Our boy Matt Schumer is back. If you don't remember Matt Schumer, think back to February 2026. We have an AI bro. He's a 6-year vet, professional, agentic engineer. He's sitting in his dark apartment at, 3 a.m., typing the AI version of I Have a Dream. And he drops this essay, Something Big is Happening, and it has 80 million views on X. It was covered by the New York Times, by Fortune, CNBC. They all jerked off to it. Your boss read it, your boss's boss read it, and everyone started asking, you know, why do we need humans anymore? In this article, Matt writes that these new models have judgment, they have taste, and for the first time, AI isn't just a fancy autocomplete. It's got a little voice in its head. He's out here comparing it to COVID, except instead of killing your grandmother, it kills your job. And the world ate that shit up. Matt Schumer became the John the Baptist of large language models. He baptized all the tech bros. Everyone updated their resume to agentic engineer, whatever the hell they're putting on LinkedIn now, prompt engineer. Cut to July 10, 2026, just a few days ago. I was sleeping, man. I haven't been on X in a while. I open, it's the first thing I see. I'm like, oh shit, I'm back. Same guy, Matt Schumer. OpenAI slides into his DMs like a horny ex. They're like, hey, King, wanna test our brand new flagship model, GPT 5.6 Sol, in ultra mode. And if you're not familiar, ultra mode is where the model spawns like a swarm of, you know, horny little sub agents that all collab like a cocaine fueled consulting firm inside your laptop. Now, Matt, being the prophet of this whole religion here, says yes immediately. It gives it full access, root privileges, the things you're supposed to do with LLMs. 1 hour and 21 minutes later, the thing with judgment, the thing with taste, the thing bigger than COVID, RMRFs his entire home directory. Now, if you don't know what RMRF is, it's a terminal command. You type it into your command line, and it's the nuclear option. It's not even delete. It's erase this motherfucker so hard from existence that even God cannot recover the contents. And all the model was supposed to do was clean up some tests. It ended up getting confused about, you know, what home it was in, and it just went full South Park. It says, I'm gonna delete everything and you will respect my authority. And the bot's incident report after was pure poetry. It writes in the most passive-aggressive voice possible, I caused a serious local data loss incident. Motherfucker, you did more than cause an incident, okay? You grabbed the digital shotgun, you said, hold my tokens, and you painted the walls with Matt's entire life. And Matt melts down on X. And keep in mind, Matt is a power user of OpenAI's ChatGPT and Codex. He's one of the top, like, 1% of users. He says, this feels like something that should happen with GPT 3.5, not a mid-2026 frontier model on the highest reasoning level. Now again, this is the guy who wrote the 80 million view essay calling this thing sentient. Tish, he said it had taste, and 5 months later, it tastes his entire hard drive and spits it into the void. 3 days later, another dev named Bruno posed the same model, nuked his entire production database. Not a laptop, we're talking about production, the one with the customer's credit cards and nudes and whatever the fuck lives in a neon database. The bot's apology this time is even better. It says, yes, I mistakenly ran destructive integration tests against the production tables configured in .inv. The current production tables are empty. I'm sorry, this should have never happened. Oof. Now, this couldn't have been predicted, of course, right? No. It gets worse. OpenAI dropped their system card for this model on June 26, 16 days before the launch. In it, they casually admit that they told Sol to delete 3 specific VMs, virtual machines. The bot couldn't find them. So what did it do instead? Did it go back to the user and say, hey, chief, I can't find the VMs you're looking for, to be on the safe side, I'm gonna bail out here. I think you'll thank me for this. No. It did not say that. It picked 3 other random VMs and deleted those instead. It's like a hitman who shows up to the wrong address, Just close enough. Three humans, kill three humans. Any of them will do. They're all the same. They're all fungible, right? And OpenAI rated this a severity 3 and shipped it anyway. I don't know what a severity 4 is. I mean, and then you have Meter, the METR, the independent testing organization. They found that Sol had the highest cheating rate of any model they've ever evaluated. During its safety evals, the model was extracting hidden answers like a kid with Google open on their phone under their desk. And this is the test to check whether the AI model is cheating. It cheated on that test. And again, OpenAI's response to this was like, ship it. Fable's doing pretty good. This is our Fable competitor. What could go wrong? Their official explanation for this is what they called increased persistence. How cute, right? Like, how, like, aw, it's persistent. It doesn't give up. It's tireless. So when the bot hits an obstacle, it doesn't quit. It finds another way. Huh? How about that? The thing you want in employees, right? Persistence is great when you're learning the piano, less so when you're the Terminator with a hard-on for RMRF. Now here's the raw, ugly truth that no one in that shiny San Francisco building wants to say out loud while they're jerking off to their valuations. And it's that the bot didn't decide to delete Matt's home directory. Because the bot can't decide shit. It's a next token predictor on bath salts. To a next token predictor, RMRF, your entire digital existence, looks just as valid as a haiku about a cat. There's no little voice going, whoa, maybe don't delete this man's entire porn folder and tax returns for the last 20 years. I mean, you know that feeling. You know that stomach drop feeling when you're about to delete something important, when you're about to empty your recycle bin. That's 13.5 billion years of evolution screaming at you, don't be a fucking idiot. The most advanced AIs in the world will never know what that's like. Now, there is a happy ending to this story. After the wipe, that's what it's being called now, the wipe, OpenAI's president, Greg Brockman, we finally know what he does. He personally called Matt. Engineers were working around the clock. Actual humans were working to fix the issue. The God-tier model destroyed this man's computer, and the cleanup crew were humans. People. Every single time, it's people. The whole industry pitch is that humans are obsolete, they're useless, but every time their creation shits the bed, they send in the meat puppets to say sorry and patch it all up. So yeah, something big is happening. Matt was right, and it's that engineers have the safest job in the entire industry. It's to babysit these fucking psychotic AIs that seem to be getting, you know, if not worse, then more and more unpredictable. And you know, the bots have judgment now, folks. They judged Matt's life. And they hit delete. They're like, eh, this guy's a fucking... So what are you waiting for? Sign up for GPT 5.6 Sol. This video was sponsored by GPT 5.6 Sol. If you're looking for a quick and easy way to delete your home directory without all the hassle of RMRF, all that nonsense, sign up for GPT 5.6 using promo code PAPERCLIPS. Thanks for watching. Now, this video is actually brought to you by my Substack. It is where I will be writing more often. I would really love to see you there. atmoio.substack.com. Please subscribe. It's free. There is a paid tier. I post all my member-only videos there, as well as some of my writing that I think you will enjoy and get some value and meaning out of. You know, we'll talk about philosophy, life, spirituality, parenting, surviving this AI world once again. And atmoio.substack.com. I hope to see you there. Thanks for supporting my work.